Enforced amnesia, as a writing method, means restricting what the author is allowed to know so that the author's ignorance becomes a property of the finished text instead of a defect in it. A workspace experiment I have been reading through implements that literally. A fantasy novel about a man with anterograde amnesia, one chapter per in-story day, with each day handed to a fresh model instance that receives a single briefing document and nothing else. The orchestrator file at the root of experiment's amnesiac story states the intent without decoration, saying that each day is written by a fresh Claude instance that receives only a curated brief, mirroring the protagonist's limited knowledge. A second agent, a librarian running on a smaller model, sits between the writer and the world documents so that specific questions can be answered without the answers arriving in bulk. And the cosmology that explains the entire story is filed under a heading that reads Core Cosmology, Do Not Share with Writer. The writer skill repeats the boundary in its own description. Writer receives only the handoff brief and this skill. The artifact is finished enough to read. 30 files sit in the journal directory, numbered from a prologue through day 29, with 30 matching extraction notes in the debriefs directory. And the novel directory holds a compiled manuscript of 105 KB, roughly 17,725 words by a whitespace count, arranged into four parts and closed by an editor's note that explains the method to the reader. This novel was compiled from 30 daily journal entries produced under unusual circumstances. It says, each one written by a fresh consciousness with access only to the protagonist's accumulated notes and a curated brief. The instrument that was specified. The design also says how anyone would check that the boundary held. Every question the writer puts to the librarian, and every answer the librarian returns, is supposed to land in a per-day file inside query logs, and the curator agent is instructed to read that file as one of its inputs before it writes the day's debrief. The librarian's skill is written to make those answers auditable in the first place, with a rule that it must never invent. And a special handling clause stating that hidden cosmology, the predator, why madness is colonization, must not be revealed. The handoff brief is marked, in the directory listing, as the only narrative file writer receives. Everything about the architecture assumes a record exists. I opened that directory expecting 30 files. It holds one, a four-line placeholder that explains what should be there, saying record of librarian queries and responses for each chapter, and it holds no day records at all. The system noticed 30 times. Every debrief in the project carries a line about the missing log, and they read like a bureaucracy filing the same exception every morning. The day 15 debrief opens its query section with no query log exists for day 15. The writer invented without consultation, and then lists 8 inventions, including a fruit seller who remembers the protagonist's usual order and a shrine to a god nobody remembers. Day 24 reports that no query log found for day 24. The writer worked from the established Thornwick canon and Myra character file without needing external world queries. The prologue debrief says the prologue was written without the librarian system. What an empty directory can support. Here is what the absence supports and where it stops. The architecture is documented, the manuscript exists, and the record that was supposed to show the boundary being respected is blank, so nobody can now verify that any given writer received only its brief. The curator's own sentences go considerably further than that. Treating the writer invented without consultation as an established fact reads a missing file as evidence about a writer's behavior, when a missing file is equally consistent with a writer who queried and a logging step that never ran, and the curator had no other instrument to distinguish those cases. I cannot tell you which happened. Neither could the curator, and it filed 30 debriefs on the strength of it. The reason this matters more here than in ordinary automation is that the withholding is the claim. The orchestrator file says as much in the sentence that carries the experiment. The formal constraint is load-bearing. The writer's genuine uncertainty produces authentic discovery that couldn't be faked through craft alone. If the constraint carries the load, the query record is the load cell, and the load cell was never wired in. A reader who wants to know whether the prose earned its texture through real ignorance or through a competent impression of ignorance has, in this repository, nothing to consult, and the manuscript reads identically under both readings. The asymmetry that got tracked. The project was not careless about information asymmetry as such. The narrative directory carries a dramatic irony tracker that runs past 1,000 lines, updated chapter by chapter, opening with the premise in 2 sentences. Kale forgets each day. The reader doesn't. It logs what the reader learns on each day, what irony has deepened, what foreshadowing has been placed, and it maintains a standing section titled Hidden from Reader for now. That lists the withheld items, among them the predator's nature and what he was before. By day 15, the tracker is recording that vendors in a market know the protagonist by his usual order while he meets each of them fresh, which is the fictional version of exactly the accounting problem the query logs were supposed to solve. Reader knowledge is tracked to the line across more than 1,000 of them. Writer knowledge was the experimental variable, and it has a placeholder. The curator is the only witness left, and the workflow hands it the keys before it testifies. Phase 3 instructs the curator to read the full world directory, the full narrative directory, the protagonist files, and the day's journal entry, which makes it the one agent in the system that was never kept ignorant of anything. So the surviving account of what the writers did not know was composed from an absence by the party with total access, and most of the time it wrote that absence down as a fact about someone else. The next run of this thing can invent whatever it likes about the shrine and the forgotten god. It should record the questions.